RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're back, day number two, acclimation day number two. We're in Ashburn on Monday, live interviews with Commanders players. Looking forward to that, coaches as well. Hopefully, I turned in my list to who I want to come into the tent. Hopefully, Daryl Tapp swings by. He's one of my all-time favorite interviews. We didn't get a chance to catch up last year during camp. Hopefully, this will be the year. That was on me, by the way, not Daryl. Daryl was actually set to interview me during camp last year, but that was before I had to tap out. Physically unable to perform, the pup list. I was on the pup list last year during camp. Congrats to our program for making the Time 100 Most Influential Podcasts. You can download that MP on the mic wherever you get your podcasts. I didn't click on the link. I just assumed we made it.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to imagine a list without our show as one of the 100 greatest podcasts.
Especially in the
time.
Month of July.
Especially over the summer months. All great podcasts take a break from time to time. I would love to know the stats on how many ghost podcasts there are out there. People who are like, I got an idea. I'm going to do a podcast and do like 3 and then never touch it again. That's got to be the vast.
Oh yeah.
Vast majority of podcasts.
I think under 10 episodes.
Oh, the average, probably
more
Apple podcasts. So if you get in the Apple podcast orbit, the average number of episodes of an Apple of a podcast listed on Apple is got to be like 6.5, because you have some that have 1,000. Like, you know, some shows keep going forever. But I got to think the average show doesn't make it to 10. The vast majority of them don't make it to 10.
It's too easy.
It's so easy to start a podcast. It's really like hard to keep doing a podcast.
Thing where there's 82 years of video uploaded to YouTube a day.
Yeah. So I at the Richmonder, we have a lot of people who are like, I'd like to write an article. Yeah, I'd like to be a regular contributor. I'm passionate about this topic. And they always get offended because they say, how often can I write for you? I say, let's start with monthly and work from there. They say, no, I want to write weekly. I want to do 2 a week. I say, yes, you have in your head right now 5 really good ideas, and you're excited about that. When you're finished with those 5, that's when the work starts. That's when we start grinding. To come up with fresh ideas week in, week out, that's the grind. That's why these are paid professionals doing this. That's the grind.
Can't write 10 articles on water.
You could start a water podcast and you could, you know, have some fun with it, but people are going to get water fatigue. It's going to taper off, and you're going to get water fatigue as the host. You're going to be tired.
Especially
of water,
if we never have another incident.
I think the whole... Well, I would love for us to never have another incident. I think two is on the high side of number of incidents I prefer in my city in a year at the water plant. That's on the over-under game. That's over the correct number of water plant incidents in a year. So I would love to not have another one. I think the whole conversation around, you know, it's podcasts, it's Twitter, it's all this, and this is going to relate back to training camp, which is where we'll be Monday. The training camp in Richmond 2013 was really at the start of a broad change of how we view training camps and media days and things like that. AWOD's down in Charlotte at ACC Football Media Day with the Hokies today. That for a long time, and for the players too, the players took a genuine, honest summer vacation. And some of the players showed up fat to training camp and had to work it off and work their way back into shape. And that was the purpose of training camp, was it was an extended stretch where you get fit and get ready for the season. The media has changed, the business has changed, the game has changed. Players are now expected to report to training camp fully ready to go, game shape, fully fit. They spend the month of June working out with private trainers so that they can report to training camp ready to go. For us, the media, talking to you guys, it used to be we wouldn't be on right now. We would be an extended summer hiatus. We would be at these places doing interviews, and you would hear them in late August when everybody started tuning back in.
What would be put on?
Well, so, you know, baseball talk. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, somebody would be in. It'd be a national, you know. We have BetQL now. Who's the other guy who we have sometime? Rich Eisen. Mm-hmm. Comes in for Adam, right? There would be, but Rich Eisen wouldn't be doing the Rich Eisen show.
Someone like, would be doing.
The dream would be for me, local guy, the Rich Eisen show would call around to some of their affiliates and say, MP, we hear you're doing good stuff in Richmond. Do you want to come do a week mid-July of the Rich Eisen show when Rich is out? And that was like, that was your chance. Like, so the show would still be good because it'd be a guy like me mm-hmm. getting my audition for a
right.
week nationally.
Okay.
So the material would still be good because you're getting, you know, whoever they've identified as like these could be the next Rich Eisens. They're not, you know, it's just local guys. But they're giving their all in it. They're putting their all in. It's evolved over time too. Now every event is its own news cycle, and so every interview at training camp is covered as news and not. You can't sock away an interview now. Like I'm going to do an interview on Sunday. I can't wait until week three to play that, and I can't sit on that. We got to play it now. It may not be relevant in 5 minutes. It's very instant how it changes, and I think that the media day in college is the classic example of that, because that used to be like a true like sit around, hang out, drink kind of event, mm-hmm. and now you see like it is a TV show. The Big Ten went to Vegas. James Franklin didn't like that, by the way. Ready for this? Do you want to guess, before we play the clip, James Franklin is the Penn State football coach. Penn State is picked to win the Big Ten this year in a lot of places. They have a very good team. Would you like to guess why James Franklin does not like going to Vegas for Big Ten Media Day?
I mean, it feels obvious.
Okay, so tell me.
Players in a place that could easily lead to them getting into a form of trouble.
Chasing the lights, the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah.
All those things.
You got a bunch of kids you're forming, and you take them to the worst place you could take them to form their minds.
All in the quest for attention that's eternal around here. Well, Stubb, James Franklin doesn't like Media Day in Vegas because it's not enough attention for the Big Ten. Here's the clip.
A lot of our beat writers did not come to this because they couldn't afford to get out here. And the majority of our teams are near Chicago, where this used to always be. The majority of our teams are near Indianapolis, where this used to be. And it creates a different environment. I walk around the lobby. I don't see any signage. I don't see anything for the Big Ten. I don't see people getting autographs. I don't see, it's a different vibe and it's a different feeling. I think that other conference, when they have their meetings, there's essentially a press conference every single day at the end of the meetings. It keeps people talking about that conference at a time of the year and makes them relevant. We're not doing that. We need to be talking about the Big Ten and our programs and the things that we've done and making it as accessible to everybody as we possibly can and connecting with the fans. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I think Vegas is a special place, and I think they run events as well as anybody. But it's a different feeling. It's a different feeling. And I've been at those other places where people are putting up babies for you to autograph and stuff. It's different. So I think there's still some things that we got to be strategic and smart about that are going to put our best that are going to put our conference and our schools in the best position on a national level, in my opinion.
I'm tired of going to Vegas. I want to go somewhere where we can get some attention. That's,
you know what? No, I see this.
He's right. Yes.
He's right, yeah.
He's right. Yeah. By the way, the other conference, of course, is the SEC.
Yes,
which does there's in a they've moved out to Atlanta, but for a long time it was done in a shopping mall that has a hotel attached in Birmingham, Alabama.
Love that.
And like truly like the state's police force had to be there to keep law and order for the weeks. Everybody wants to go national all the time, and the Big Ten wants to go national, and I get that, but sometimes you gotta play to your base. NASCAR learns this lesson every decade. NASCAR is very, very popular in certain parts of the country, this part of the country included. And they rewarded that loyalty in the 90s and the 2000s by taking races away from the South and moving them to California and New York and Seattle and other places because they wanted to go national. Everybody wants to go national. Sometimes you got to play to your base, though. I love the coach should not be thinking about how are we going to get more eyeballs on media?
I
just fundamentally disagree with that.
To the sake of getting more revenue to make your team better.
I hate that.
I get it.
I hate that.
You have to.
I hate that so much.
Like that's just. Also, he mentioned Chicago. It should always be in Chicago.
Well, sure.
Why would you choose something that isn't Chicago if an option is Chicago?
Well, the Big Ten. I mean, Chicago is the center. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can justify Indianapolis as a good pick there too.
Because I see it now. Like you're in Vegas. What? Why are you going to go to interview a coach you don't actually cover?
The worst Super Bowl of all of them so far in terms of like the hype was the one in New York City. And the reason was nobody cared. The city was inconvenienced by the Super Bowl. Every year you go to the Super Bowl and commerce shuts down on that place for the week because the Super Bowl is there. And everywhere you go, people are happy to see you and people are happy to have the Super Bowl. I remember we were in New York and we were on like a shuttle bus going to would have been the Seahawks practice with Russell Wilson. And they like we had a police escort, because they were trying to make their way through Manhattan. And there were people on the sidewalk giving us the middle finger for disrupting New York City. Like, hey, who do you think you are? This is a Super Bowl. Get over yourselves.
You know what? Once again, they're right.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is not bigger than New York City. Wow.
Yeah.
It's bigger than every other city.
Here's what's wild. So I thought when we went to Vegas, I thought maybe this happens in Vegas, another city big enough that it could swallow the Super Bowl. It did not, though.
I don't believe Vegas has locals. Well, I think that's it. Like I know they probably technically do.
That's fair.
But
yeah, but Vegas definitely doesn't have enough tourists who care about Big Ten Media Day to make it a thing.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I just the chase for the dollar is very much ruining college sports, but that's a different topic, one we don't have time for in these few seconds. What we do have time for, though, is Air Bud is returning, and I want to talk to our resident cinephile about that. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Three more chances to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels before they depart town for 2 weeks. That's tonight, tomorrow, and then the Sunday evening game. Sunday evening instead of daytime because we respect how hot it is out at the Diamond. Get out. Chance to see the Squirrels. Tough week for them. Pair of extra inning losses. Then another loss. last night. Thankfully, two of those are not on my watch, but this most recent one is. I'll wear that one. But we'll get back in the playoff chase before you know it. Stubbs here hanging out today,
hey.
Which makes it an extra fun Friday fun show. Stubb, you love movies. I love some movies, not all movies.
Well,
good
movies. I see all movies.
Yeah, oh, that's fair. That's fair. I like that. One of my favorite in the sports genre was the Air Bud series.
Of course.
Which got, with every movie, progressively more outlandish, which of course made it better. Air Bud, you know, as you know, played basketball, but then he played soccer, but that was plausible, like a dog like nudging the soccer ball along. That's fine. But then he played baseball. He put a bat in his mouth. That's when he hit home runs. Then he played volleyball. I don't even know how a dog plays volleyball. There's no compelling reason.
He knows.
To do what he does. He knows. Well, Air Bud's back.
Back.
They're making a new Air Bud movie for next year. Presumably the dog's not back. They also did an in-between series called the Air Buddies series with little
this
puppies.
Is correct.
Which was Disney's second highest direct to DVD franchise of all time. The 12 films grossed $220 million.
If you include the Santa Paws franchise, we get up to 14.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right. You're in the Air Bud rabbit hole.
Yep.
What do you have?
So, okay.
Yeah, I'll let you go first.
I discovered that this one is directed by a man named Robert Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Vince directed 10 out of 15 of these movies.
A legend.
So I went into his
icon.
Full filmography.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Canada. Born in 1962. I'm going to read off all of the movies he's done. I will warn you, they are all animal-based.
He's got a lane, and he's driving in
mm-hmm.
it. Okay.
Right. The Duke, a comedy film about a dog who was crowned the Duke of Scotland.
Wasn't there a cat that ruled England at one point? So again, not implausible.
Not implausible.
Okay.
MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
Hey.
Chimp that plays hockey.
Oh.
It's a hockey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. On ice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Air Bud World Pup, which is the third Air Bud film where he plays soccer.
Yeah.
So that's when he gets brought on
and
to
that
this
one's,
franchise.
That one's plausible, yeah.
MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate. Where the monkey's on a skateboard this time. So this one really got me. I didn't read a lot. I'm looking at the thumbnail. And the chimp is on a skateboard that's like vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the top of a half pipe.
Ooh. It's because the chip's the MVP.
Air Bud, seventh inning fetch.
Which is Air Bud
holding a baseball bat in his mouth, and there's a raccoon holding a baseball standing next to him.
Well, who pitches to you when you practice baseball? Yeah.
Spymate.
Spymate. Is that primate? Is it play on primate as well? So he's big into the monkeys. All right. But he did. Did he do Dunstan Checks In, where the monkey pickpockets
Sorry.
Guests at a rich hotel?
I really need you to look up the poster art for Spy Man, because...
Okay.
This chimpanzee is both holding up his badge
okay.
with the same image that is his own head, wearing cool sunglasses and holding a banana like a gun.
I mean, that's... That oozes coolness.
And there's like a teen girl with her arms crossed standing across from Spymate.
And this was before AI, so this took some time to do back then. Yeah, anybody
really
could make that kind of poster now, but this was hard work back in the day.
If you're not driving, please Google Spymate right now. Wow, that one's going on the list. Air Bud Spikes Back, which we just talked about.
Volleyball.
That's the volleyball one.
Volleyball, yeah.
MXP.
MXP, the most extreme?
Extreme primate.
Yeah.
He's on a snowboard this time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, once you teach a monkey how to skateboard, or I think the monkey snowboarding's just a given from
Ooh.
There. That's an impressive filmography there.
Sorry, I'm trying to recompose myself here, because this has been incredible.
You're in the Robert Vince rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Robert Vince co-produced the first Air Bud with a man named Kevin DeCiso. Kevin DeCiso... was the original trainer of Air Bud, who became famous on America's Funniest Home Videos with Bob Saget. He trained him how to do the basketball trick.
Uh-huh.
America's Funniest Home Videos. Notice, he flew to L.A. I don't know if he won the 10 grand, but he was featured on Bob Saget's America's Funniest Home Videos.
You know who else was?
You.
Me.
Yeah. You also didn't win the 10 grand, correct?
No. I won $200.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, but just being nominated is the honor here. No question. Yes. So you did not parlay your appearance into a film franchise. That's okay. Nobody's judging
here.
Kevin DeCiso, paired with Robert Vince, they made the first Air Bud. They had a falling out over the concept for the Air Bud sequel and who would make how much money off of it.
Okay.
DeCiso pitched his own sequel called Air Bud The Next Generation. World Pup won out. Golden Receiver won out. It was the football one second. That was Robert Vince and his crew. DeCiso pitched Air Bud The Next Generation, which he described as a cross between Ferris Bueller and Home Alone, which is definitely just he named two popular movies. And he was like, I'm going to do that, but with a dog. He didn't have a game plan for that. There is a ton of legal contentiousness around the Air Bud franchise, which I did not know before going into this rabbit hole. There are Air Bud lawsuits in many courts all over the place, keeping America's lawyers busy, litigating animal issues. So this guy has walked away from the Air Bud franchise. With the original Air Bud, they had to cast a new dog for the sequel. They found one, though, thankfully. The company that made Air Bud was also sued over the Santa Paws movie because it was an unauthorized copy of a 1991 movie called Santa Paws, the story of Santa's dog. So I didn't realize how much the lawyers were swirling around this Air Bud situation. It's never meet your heroes, I think.
This is an incredible list of rabbit holes that were going on here.
When Hazel gets back, we'll have to fill him in. That'll be, I mean, you could do a whole show off of this Air Bud. And then we could have two entries in the Time 100 most important podcasts in world history, as opposed to our current one, which we're assuming, again, we haven't clicked the link. We don't know if it's on or not.
You know, MP, if you want to do an Air Bud podcast where we go film by film, I'd be happy to.
I love that. My friend Nora Princiati does the one at The Ringer where they go through artists' catalog, album by album.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that.
We go bud by bud.
Bud by bud. Bud by bud. And people are going to think it's a marijuana podcast, which will actually increase subscriptions.
And then they'll get more excited.
A marijuana podcast and an Air Bud podcast are not incompatible in terms of things that would be enjoyed together. Air Bud's back next year. Dan Quinn is the coach of the Commanders. He's back this year. He chatted with reporters just a little bit ago. We'll play that for you on the other side. Hour number two on tap. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Looking forward to joining you guys live from Commanders training camp. That's Monday. We're counting down to it. Monday in the heat. Book it. It's going to be hot. Heat wave coming through just in time for practice with the Washington Commanders. Keep an eye on the team. We heard from Coach Dan Quinn on the other side. If you missed those comments, the very best way to hear them is with the Odyssey app. It's both free and has the rewind button. Grab it at the App Store and at Google Play. We'll send you out to Charlotte. AWOD Radio standing by to talk about the ACC football scene on the other side. Virginia Tech, the focus today. Stubbs here, hanging out with me, noted Virginia Tech football fan Stubb, as so many of y'all are here in this area.
And I am.
I'm trying. I need to make this declaration. I'm trying. And that's not, y'all know me, I am the negative to Adam's positive. We have our roles here, and I get that. Adam comes in here and says, local team is going to win 10 games, 12 games, make the playoffs, make the Super Bowl, make the Mayonnaise Bowl, whatever it is he says. And I usually say, I don't see it. Now, Commanders this year is a little bit different of a beast because I think we're both saying similar things. He's probably going to pick them to beat the Eagles in the division. I'm not that confident. But I think this is a really good team. I'm certainly not down on them in any way.
I just think the Eagles are largely untouchable. The only team that could beat the Eagles is the Eagles, with them self-destructing as they did a couple of years ago. If they play at their potential, that is a complete football team. So there's more Eagles respect than anything to do with the Commanders. But with Tech, I just can't even see it. I'm just going to level with y'all. I just can't even see it. And, I mean, I'm worried about this Vandy game right out of the gate at home. Vandy beat them last year in overtime in Vanderbilt. I get that. But I think the bigger issue wasn't the home field advantage. I think the bigger issue is Brent Pry has had a very difficult time winning close games in his time in Blacksburg. And I look at this schedule for this year, and all I see on this schedule are close football games. At NC State is going to be a close football game. At Georgia Tech, say what you will about the Jackets, that's going to be a close football game. And then, if you're lucky, Florida State, Miami, Louisville will be close football games. If you're not lucky, those will be blowouts. Those are three teams that could really turn it on this year. And then interspersed in that, you've got some wins. I mean, this is, I don't like to like put it all on one guy or one situation, but Brent Pry needed to spend this offseason learning to win close football games.
I also think last year we had one A++ offensive player and one on the defense, and they both are in the NFL now.
And deservedly
so. Tune in APR.
And deservedly so.
I don't think that there's someone filling in those slots that are at the level that either of them are at.
Yeah, I think Gilliam's really good on the offensive line, but you're correct that APR was next level good, and if anything, was probably a little slept on just because he played at Tech.
You're more down on him than me. But.
I'm not down on him. It's just there's a lot of good running backs.
Yeah,
like compared to the field, like he's more replaceable. Not because he was less good, but because there is a surplus of good college running backs. There is not a surplus of good pass rushers.
Right.
That is special.
Tuden single-handedly won basically every game we won, though.
I do love that dude.
Scootin'
Tuden.
Things would stop working, and then they'd hand him the ball.
I love that.
And then he'd go and score a touchdown, and then
I want to be very clear. I'm not anti-Tuten here. I just think there's a chance.
I see what you mean.
There's a chance you can replace that production. There are good running backs in the portal and coming out of high school every year. And it's their job to find one. But they exist. There are not elite pass rushers.
Yeah, he was the sack leader for a while,
for the country.
Season. Yeah, for the country.
Like the whole thing. All the states. The contiguous, the non-contiguous, the works. Yeah. He was really good. If he plays for a Clemson or a Miami, like, he would be a household name right now, is my take on
him.
But he's playing
Philly
on the CW at noon. The Syracuse Dome, named after an air conditioning company. It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. I think he's in Philly now, which, like, the only team that doesn't need him.
I hate how good the Eagles are at drafting every year. Just feeling like, here's the Eagles. They're going to do something great again. It's a complete football team. It's very good. Like, Adam Peters, I love Adam Peters. You can't have Adam Peters. I'm keeping him. But the way in Philly, just every personnel move they make hits exactly right. It's freakish. They're so, so good at what they do. I think that the story we're being sold is continuity is good on the roster, and we replenished the coaches at Virginia Tech, and that'll create a little momentum, a little excitement.
But that the pro you're listing was the pro last year. That was the only talking point.
I was told last year they have continuity, things will go well. They didn't.
the best continuity in the NCAA.
Number one. You know who else had continuity last year? UVA. They stunk too. You know what they did? Replaced the whole dang team as a fresh football team out there in Charlottesville.
I know I'm clouded by a lot of injured Kyren Drones last season.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not the guy that gets you to the playoffs.
AY and I will be discussing this a lot in our various crosstalks over the coming weeks, because I think the problem is, In such a make or break year, it's really hard to give the ball to a young kid like Pop Watson and say, take a team on your back. But
and
I think you have to try.
Schley's gone now.
I think you have to try. I think
he balled out. in the two games he played last season.
Yeah.
He's the one that beat UVA by, like, you know, 30 or whatever. Like
I
we
think
do every
you
year.
Have to try. I know, like, if you're a coach, it's easier to die on the hill with your guys than it is to, like, stretch yourself. I think you have to stretch yourself if you're Brent Pry.
But he's, like, this is make or break season, so I don't think he
throws the dice. I think he's going into his shell instead of coming out of the shell. I think going into the shell is going to cost him his job ultimately. Coming out of the shell could also cost him his job. There's a chance Pop isn't it, but there's also a chance he is. It's the Monty Hall. It's let's make a deal. Like, you know, what's you're holding right now is a 7-5 season, an appearance in the Russell Athletic Bowl or the Pinstripe Bowl, and your dismissal as coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Why wouldn't you see what's behind the box?
That is exactly how I feel.
Let's open up door number one. Let's see what this kid has. It is possible. It's a rubber chicken, and you're going to win three games. You know what? You get fired, you win three. You get fired if you win seven. It doesn't matter. But you could win 8, 9, or 10 games. And now you're building something, and now we're rolling, and now we're keeping it going. And in portal world, it's not an unfair amount of time to judge a coach on. We're not rushing to judgment here. We've seen a large body of work so far.
And I want to, he's such a good recruiter. And I really like him as, like, listening to him in interviews, the way he talks about the culture. I'm such a fan of Brent Pry. It's that one-score game record.
He is quite possibly the perfect Virginia Tech football coach in every way except what happens between the lines on Saturday.
Except what happens in the last 10 minutes of a football game.
The first five in the last 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because, like, that is what I want my Virginia Tech football coach to sound like. I want him to sound like,
oh, yeah.
I was just out on the ranch smoking a pack of Marlboros, and I have come into coach college football now. Ah, Brent Pry, Hokie football. We're going to be tough this year. We're going to be hard-nosed. Could be good to represent people of Blacksburg. Love it. That's what I want a Hokies coach to sound
100%.
I don't need a guy in a suit giving me some slick big city talking. That's not what I want out of my Virginia Tech football coach. I want that. But I want that.
It's so tough.
Explaining why they just took it to Georgia Tech because they're not as good as the Hokies should be. And we're not getting that. That's the part we're not getting. Brent Pry joins AWOD Radio. You'll get a chance to hear from him yourself on the other side of our show. That's a long time from now. The other side is usually what we say when we go to break. We've got more from Dan Quinn. I don't know if we'll get to that. I want to do a Cowboys segment. So we're going to do a Cowboys segment on the other side because I have been gone for a month from this chair. And during that time, the Dallas Cowboys did not stop doing stupid things. So I think it's only fair that we review the Dallas Cowboys past month as they start their training camp out in California. We can get to your calls if you'd like, 833-804-0910. If you want to call, weigh in on anything going on in the world of sports, if you want to ask me how a player's doing at training camp, I would be happy to answer and tell you, I don't know, it's too early. But if you have other Commanders questions, we'll field those as well. We'll duck into the stadium if we have time. We're not doing name debate today because that's been played out. Even the president's moved on. He fixed college sports yesterday. So congrats to our president on fixing college sports. We'll look forward to retiring that topic as well. More show on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Acclimation Day at training camp. Washington Commanders training camp rolls on. Our complete coverage rolls on as well. Welcome aboard 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. MP here. Acclimation Day, day two. For me, we're back after the summer hiatus. We had plans, all right? Just to be clear, this is not a show that's famous for having plans. That's not really one of our signature moves. But we had plans, and the plans were we were going to be on the field in Ashburn yesterday welcoming everybody back to MP on the mic. It didn't pan out exactly that way. I think we still had a good show. I think we still delivered a lot of fun and enjoyment to everybody. We're acclimating, too. Now, today, we'll layer on part two of the reacclimation. Stubbs here. Welcome aboard, Stub.
Hey, it's me.
Hey. I'm excited that you're here. Hazel is not coming back until next week, so here's how this works. Next week, Monday, we actually will be in Ashburn. We actually will be at Washington Commanders training camp. Looking forward to some great interviews there. And then next Tuesday, I'll be back in here With Hazel, the whole gang will be back together again. One big happy sports radio family. That's four acclimation days, which is one fewer than the NFL players need. I'm not calling them soft. I'm just saying we only need four acclimation days to return after a grueling summer of not doing sports talk radio. They need five acclimation days before they can put on the pads.
I mean, I guess you took a shorter break.
Than they did?
Their break was a bit longer.
It was. So they need that fifth day of reacclimation. Yeah. Dan Quinn is the coach of the Washington Commanders. He chatted with the media just a few minutes ago. We'll play that for you here during today's program so you can hear that. Zach Ertz scheduled to chat with reporters momentarily. We will bring that to you as well from Ashburn. I will go ahead and spoil the surprise. There is no Terry McLaurin contract yet. That is your lead item today from Dan Quinn. Of course, we'll hear his thoughts on everything else around the team as well as they wrap up the Friday morning practice, which they moved to 8 a.m. to do a little more intense work, get out of the heat a little bit. This is the last day they're going to be able to do that, though, because Sunday, when we'll be out there, we won't be on the air, but we'll be out there Sunday, the fans are coming, and it's going to be a scene, and it's going to be awesome, and there's going to be a ton of juice and a ton of excitement, and I cannot wait to get out there and do some sweating. Let's talk. I'm going to throw you right into the fire right away. You're AWOD's producer here.
That's me.
That's you. So the way this works is I'm going to say like the prestige media organizations that spend a lot of time and money covering the Commanders have tents up in Ashburn to do the interviews in and to do the radio shows.
That's nice.
So like J.P. Finley is in a tent. Now, here's what's extra wild, because he's both NBC4 and 106.7 The Fan in D.C. So that tent sees a lot of action. NBC4 is big, important player in D.C. They pay, not the team, they pay for portable air conditioning in their tent, which makes it the place to hang out during camp.
Wow. But I assumed you meant those like overhead on four legs tents.
Yeah, and you're thinking of a canopy. No, this is walls, a tent. Yeah. Of four walls and portable air conditioning. So that's the place to be. Everybody else, the rights holders and all that, like NFL Network has a four walls tent overlooking the field. It's not air conditioned, but it's in the shade. It's not nothing. We're only there for 3 days. We don't qualify for a tent.
You qualify for a canopy?
No. We qualify for a table.
Okay.
We'll get a table. We'll set up our equipment. We'll be able to see the field. I'll be able to tell you what's going on. We'll get players to come by. We'll chat with them after. It's a perfectly nice setup. I love the Commanders people, and they hook us up every year with great interviews. Adam, and now part of this, so I wasn't there last year because I got the big C. I got COVID like the day before we were supposed to go up there to do this. So it was just Adam. Adam said, it was too hot. I'm bringing my own tent because it's too hot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little bit like, I covered this thing for 13 years. I never need, like.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, it's very hot. And you know, I get that it's, you know, nobody wants to be out in the heat during the day. I'm not bringing tent levels of alarm here, though.
I went to when it was in Richmond. I don't remember being miserable.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's unquestionably hot. I don't know that, like, and you know, when they had it in Richmond on the days where there were 10,000 people there, somebody would get heat exhaustion. Somebody would pass out.
Sure.
But on the whole, I never felt like this is unsafe for.
Yeah, I mean, that's
unbearable.
A lot of just, I won't say dum-dums, but drink your water.
Usually, sure.
Yeah.
Either one, you have a medical condition you don't know about. Two, you have a medical condition you know about and you shouldn't be out there. Or three, you're just not drinking water.
Yeah.
If you're drinking water, you'll be fine. You know, I get people don't go outside much anymore, is my understanding. So there's a lot of acclimation to do here. It's a big acclimation day on the Fan. You'll hear from Zach Ertz. You'll hear from Dan Quinn. Updating yesterday's top item, Justin Fields, back at practice today for the Jets.
Thank goodness.
So we can all back off of red alert there.
The Jets are saved. They're going all the way.
The Jets are saved. I love the Jets fans, though. I mean, these guys, the Commanders fans, y'all have been through a lot. And I'm not here to diminish that in any way. And I think you have to go through a lot of things that other teams don't have to go through because of the DC thing, because of the name thing, because of Dan Snyder, all that. But Jets fans, man, there's not even a ray of hope there. It's just Jetsing season after Jetsing season. And they keep coming back for more. I love it. I love the Jets fans. If you're a Jets fan, I hope good things happen to you someday. Won't be this year, because Justin Fields is your quarterback.
No, the people of New York have everything but football.
Well, there's my understanding is New York sports generally you align, like there's two tracks you can follow.
Right.
One of them is like Yankees, Giants, Rangers. The other one is like Mets, Jets. The other one.
Knicks.
No, Knicks go in the Yankees club. Okay. It's like the blue bloods and like the scrappy underdog. So the Nets would be in the Jets, okay. Mets.
Who gets the Liberty?
Who's the other hockey team? Why am I blanking on the other
Islanders?
Hockey? Aren't there two? Yeah, thank you. Islanders out on Long Island. And I guess the Devils are kind of in New York too, because they're there.
The Liberty too. I mean, they just won a championship.
I think everybody gets
everyone gets them.
Everybody nice. Gets the Liberty. Yeah, because they've got the elephant mascot, the breakdances.
What?
No. Tell me you know this.
I don't know this.
All right. Google Ellie the Elephant on YouTube, and we'll see Stubb here in about 20 minutes with his mind blown. So that's the that's the Stubb update that he needed this morning as well. We'll talk great cinema with Stubb as well, because there's some of that coming out down the bike as well. AWOD Radio is down in Charlotte. ACC Media Day, ACC kickoff rolls on, and today is a big day. You'll want to be listening at noon when he takes over, because he's got some Virginia Tech football interviews today. Very excited to hear from Brent Pry, Kyron Drones, Kelvin Gilliam. Love that Kelvin Gilliam's on the team. Of course, Highland Springs star, went to Oklahoma, came back, and is now on that Tech defensive line. We'll talk Tech expectations for the season, I'm sure, as those three join the program. And other guests, it's Virginia Tech Day down at ACC Media Day. So, ACC Media Week, to be fair. There's been a lot of it. He started Monday, right? I wasn't here Monday.
Interviews started on Tuesday.
Tuesday. So 4 days, which is, I'm just going to say it, an aggressive amount of time to be talking ACC football.
A lot of schools.
Well, and Bill Belichick needed a day, too. So he got his little show last night. And we're all happy for him. And then the best was the before and after, because right after, you know, I guess they do it alphabetically, right after him, North Carolina State went. And the thing about NC State, and I promise I'm not insulting y'all, there are not as many NC State fans. They're the Mets to the Yankees here, even though, I'll just acknowledge this before anybody gets mad and calls in, they've been more successful recently than UNC in pretty much all endeavors. But they, like, the room for the Bill Belichick press conference was like packed to the brim, standing room only. And then for the Dave Doran press conference, NC State coach, who you probably couldn't name if you weren't an NC State fan, there's like six people sitting in the room.
You got to give a courtesy five.
That's got to be depressing to walk in and see everybody bolt
for the
doors.
You got to know. Right? You go in knowing that that's the outcome.
Yeah. It still can't feel great, though.
No.
They finished their season last year in a bowl game against East Carolina that ended with, I know there's a baseball term, but a benches clearing brawl. And as fate would have it, they opened their season this year against East Carolina.
Oh, great.
Which is,
how do you get into a brawl at a bowl game?
Right?
That's like bowl games don't mean a thing.
Well,
you're fighting for nothing.
They did that day.
You're fighting for a roster spot next year, maybe.
A lot of pride on the line. Like, whatever that bowl was, whatever the GoDaddy.com bowl was, a lot of pride on the line there at that one. You don't want to mess with NC State when it comes to these bowl games. I mean, the Polian Weed Eater Bowl famously inspires.
I mean, I guess they're both, maybe they have beef. I don't know what's going on in the Carolinas.
Surely that's like player beef that spilled over, right? There's no way the teams have like full team beef at the bowl game. That Yeah. They play in the opener, though, and that's the sort of storyline we need in opening weekend college football. That's where the good stuff is. My favorite was, I am blanking on his name. He played for Washington. He went to Arkansas, was a college player at Arkansas. They made the Belk Bowl. And Belk is the department store in North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
This is now the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Right next to Piggly Wiggly.
Thank you. But before it was the Duke's Mayo Bowl, it was the Belk Bowl. That was the department store there. And the deal is they get a, you know, this was back before the kids got paid, so this meant something. They got, you get a $300 gift bag when you participate
of
in a bowl.
Like wrenches?
Well, so at most bowls, they give them like a PlayStation or like a gift card to somewhere. Belk said, we're going to close the store. Y'all can come over. It's like a Macy's or whatever. And you can go on a shopping spree.
Okay. I was thinking like lumber, like a Home Depot.
Oh, no. This is like a Macy's.
Okay.
Clothes.
Okay.
Clothes.
That's
and
better. That's,
you know,
a lot better.
Was that a general, not a general store, but it's a department store?
Yeah.
Department store. All right. Wow. We're fishing for the, I don't go to department stores. I'm going to level with you on that. He goes to the Belk Bowl. They go in. You can buy $300 worth of stuff. And he also stole some stuff, too. But got caught shoplifting at the Belk Bowl shopping spree and got suspended for the game and kicked out of the Belk Bowl for shoplifting at the Belk Bowl shopping spree at the Belk. And then ended up playing in Washington. And I'm just going to tell you, I never had the guts to ask him about it. Every time we talked, I wanted, like, I was hoping we'd get like kind of tight enough that one day I could be like,
"So what? What's the Belk story?
Come on, what happened?
What'd you need?"
I never did though. That's that. But there's current players in Ashburn. They're good at playing football. They had a great season last year. We'll hear from one of them on the other side of the break. Zach Ertz speaks to the media. Practice wrapping up right now in Ashburn. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
What's that taste in music? Okay, that's the West. It's from the Wes McElroy Files, right there. I like it. We're digging deep.
It's like the only bumper that's a song I actively listen to.
Yeah, of the Wes McElroy bumper series. When I took over the show, because Adam is a better radio producer, like overall, than me, because like he thinks about all the little elements that go into his show. When I started the show, I just like, yeah, play some music, come back from break. I just, you know, I'm not going to pull a full playlist and do it. So whoever, probably JC, just grabbed Wes McElroy's, you know, materials, the soundboard, the all that, and we've been playing them ever since. And there's a rotation of songs, many of which I don't know, but they get us back from break quickly and efficiently.
There are a lot I don't know either.
Yeah, which is, I need to ask Wes, because I still talk to Wes from time to time. I need to ask Wes if he selected all of the songs back in the day, or if he did what I did, and this is like a double rollover situation.
With his producer like, put together? Or if it went a show back.
Give me Mike Maniscalco's music. Mm-hmm. I don't care, right? Like,
interesting. Yeah, because I don't, because it could be the producer, too. All of Adam's rejoin, I think like 30% is him, 70 is me. I just keep adding more. So it becomes becoming more me.
It's becoming more and more the Stubbs Show,
which is to say, Green Day, Blink, Paramore.
But Adam likes that music too.
Yeah, it mixes well with what he has. So it works well.
I also enjoy that. So when you have the Stubb library, I'll come borrow from it. I'll come check it out from time to time, and we'll do that. That's the good stuff.
My sneaky favorite is I have the Soulful Strut, which is the Parent Trap. Handshake song.
That doesn't
make sense unless I play it, so I'm going to play that real quick.
We'll
for context,
we'll save that for our podcast going through the Air Bud franchise for sure. You ready? Go for it.
It's so good.
Of course.
And they're doing the handshake with like the butler and the like 20 steps.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm mentally
it's
there.
It's great, dude.
I'm mentally there right now.
Perfect movie.
That's fantastic. That is a great movie. The Diamond is the place to be for the next three nights before the squirrels get out of town. I mean, I addressed this on yesterday's show. There's only so far we can take this, Stub. When I left, the flying squirrels were tremendously entertaining, you know, operation. People enjoy going to the Diamond watching games, but they were not very good at baseball. In fact, they were really struggling at the playing baseball part of the baseball team operation there. And when I left for summer break, I said, I think good things are about to happen. And they made it all the way to first place while I was gone. And so I was a little nervous that my return would bode poorly for the squirrels. And what do you know? It did, unfortunately. They've really cooled down. Last night, the squirrels fall again 5-3 to the Portland Sea Dogs. So I'm a little worried that I'm wearing this one. Now, plenty of time to get back on track. Three more games at the Diamond, then they're out of town. They're going on the road for a two-week road stand. Yeah, longest of the season. So get out there at the Diamond this weekend. Chance to see them. Probably for the best they're bouncing as the hot weather comes in here after the lovely week we've had. Tonight, Friday night at the Diamond, of course, is happy hour, $3 beers, which is cheaper than you can get them at the Allianz Amphitheater. You don't have to comment on that, but it is factually true that you cannot get a $3 beer at the Allianz Amphitheater, but you can tonight at the Diamond, Richmond Flying Squirrels Baseball, and the first 2,000 fans of all ages receive the Ardillas of Olodores wrestling cape, which if you want to lean into the Lucho Libre lifestyle, that is the way to do it with the squirrels wrestling cape. I think Mike Barber's daughter has one from when he came into a game when we did one of the old RTD nights back in the day. So that's a good one tonight. First 2,000 fans at the gate. They were lined up last night for the Chipper Jones bobblehead, which is a phenomenal giveaway. And credit to the squirrels. Again, I've been gone for a while. We'll bring our guy Trey back on next Tuesday. Congrats to the squirrels. They're doing a phenomenal job with all of this Diamond through the decades, the archives. They've been doing a really nice job paying tribute to the Diamond in its last season. As we count down, we are now less than 2 months away from closing the doors at the Diamond. Not for good for the squirrels. I believe VCU baseball will play there next season because the new stadium won't be ready. You know, VCU starts in February. They'll still be doing
that's so interesting.
They'll still be doing construction there, and then they'll open CarMax Park, and then VCU can move in there next season. Maybe at the end of this season, depending on how the timing goes.
Do you think there might be someone who, say, left Richmond for a decade, comes back? Doesn't even realize it's a different stadium because it's in the same place.
This person would obviously have to be not a baseball fan.
They went to three or four games.
Nah, that person would know immediately that it's different. Because the Diamond has an iconic concrete shell. Mm-hmm. It's not fan friendly, but it's iconic in that the concrete towers over the boulevard. This is going to be a lower profile stadium. It's not going to reach as high by any stretch. It will be a different visual as you drive by for sure.
So this made up person won't exist.
This made up person lived in Midlothian and moved away for 10 years, never went to a baseball game, came back, and as they drive by it on the highway, they see the lights of a baseball stadium and they don't register it. Yes, that's the anybody who has set foot in the Diamond would immediately recognize the change.
Okay.
Because, I mean, one of the defining features of the Diamond is that the first thing you do when you come into the Diamond is walk up a giant flight of stairs. And the squirrels will tell you about this, right? Like, and anybody in any sport will tell you about this. Like, the number one thing you got to do for a new fan, a potential customer, is to set a great tone. You want them to walk in. You want them to feel happy. You want them to feel like, I know how to get to my seat. I know where to get food and drink. I feel like I'm a part of something. I'm happy to be there. And they put the band there and they put the, you know, the vendors there in that area. But when the first thing you do walking in is climb up a set of stairs, that's what you do at the Y. That's not what you do at a baseball game when you're there to have fun.
I think it's iconic.
Right. That's why I use the word iconic because it is. The concrete shell is unquestionably iconic. I think the fact that it's made out of concrete also really limits what you can do with it in terms of tinkering with it and having other options. CarMax Park, you're going to walk in at street level, basically, walk to your seat, see baseball the whole time, know you're in a baseball stadium before you pop out of the tunnel.
That's nice.
It sets the tone just a little bit nicer. And I'm excited for the neighborhood to pop up around it as well, so we can, yeah, grab a pint at Parnie's Pub before the game.
Let's pave those streets.
Yeah.
At Scott's Edition.
Yep.
Come on.
That's the whole take. That's the whole
take. It's bad over there.
In parking, driving, potholes, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't the apartments there crazy expensive?
Yes.
And it's all the super pricey breweries.
Yes.
Someone's got to pay for the roads. I can't stand it anymore.
I had wondered if like it was because construction's going on nonstop, and that was why but the construction is largely done there now. Like, we're kind of done building things in Scott's Addition now. Not to suggest Scott's Addition is like a finished product, but I think most of the big buildings that are going to be built there have been built there at this point. And yeah, the streets are still a little rough.
Get Scott on the line.
A little rough. We'll fill out some 311 tickets after we're done here. You can have a water plant or you can have road stub. Come on. You got to be.
Okay.
Actually, can't have either. Sorry. It's fake out question. We can have Dallas Cowboys talk, though, because I want to get to Dallas Cowboys talk because they are having some fun with Micah Parsons right now. Jerry Jones used his opening press conference essentially to insult Micah Parsons and then used the next one to compliment Micah Parsons. Micah's not loving the whole thing either. Let's go to Jerry first because I love hearing from Jerry. And this is like, hey, you know, there's a little bit of blood in the water there. Somebody actually asked him, have you considered maybe not being the general manager and letting somebody else do it? Here is Jerry Jones.
Stepping away as general manager ever been even a momentary consideration for you for the years?
Yes. Momentary.
How long a moment?
Now, we're getting down to it. Small fractions of seconds, I promise you that. As you know, you see it, I'm in the Senior Bowls, combines, all of that. All of that melds into a real good feeling about where we are, so that I'm not sitting up there throwing darts about a player.
He is throwing darts about the player, though. I love Jerry. Jerry gives us content all year long, and he's on the Odyssey app, our station in Dallas, during the season, which I love. So let's hear from Micah Parsons, who was basically told by Jerry Jones, you're not available enough, I don't see why I should have to pay you. Here's Micah.
For each other, but stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
Nah, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him go on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So I'm going to just control my teammates, keep boosting it, and, you know, we're just going to keep playing together.
Here's the best part of the situation in Dallas right now. There are teams who draw a hard line with players, and through that, whether you respect it or not, achieve a level of keeping the books clean that allows them to contend every year. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are in this club. The Steelers famously do not give out long-term guaranteed money deals, and T.J. Watt's here was actually the longest they've ever guaranteed. That's just Steelers franchise policy. You can hold out, you can kick, you can complain, you can scream. They're not changing it for you. What I love about Dallas, what I love about Jerry Jones is he understands that that is a good way to operate a team, and he cannot actually abide by it. Last year, he made the stand, we're not paying C.D. Lamb, we're not paying Dak, we're going to roll with this season, which was, and I said this at the time, absolutely the correct move. And as training camp went on and as the headlines piled up, what do you know? He relented right before the season, and he gave out the money, and it's a bad idea, and now whoever's next, you know, Brian Schottenheimer here, can't blow up the roster the way he probably wants to. It's incredible how Jerry does the line drawing, plays the bad cop, does the tough guy thing, and then in 3 weeks is going to cave and give Micah Parsons all the money. It's absolutely incredible.
It's worst of both worlds.
It's the worst of both worlds. It's all the negative headlines and the animosity, and in the end, it's none of the cost savings and none of the ability to build a flexible roster. I just want to say this on behalf of the entire Fan family, your home of the Commanders in Richmond. Never change, Jerry. Never, ever change. You just keep doing what you're doing. We got one segment left. We'll take you to Charlotte. AWOD Radio has a Virginia Tech Hokies on deck. You'll want to hear from them. You'll hear our final thoughts on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.